Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
In the distant future, humanity will be annihilated by its greatest creation, a half-mad, living computer called Illusionoid. Hidden on an abandoned moon post, a lone survivor sends cryptic messages backwards through time, desperate to warn of the deadly danger to come. Will you heed these warnings? Move a little closer to your time radios. That's it. Just like that. Good. For what you're about to hear may change the future and ultimately spare mankind from the monstrous menace of Illusionoid. And now, tonight's transmission.
In the future, space travel is a reality. Space missions are a necessity, and space murder is, oh, I need one more word, a dota. Oh, I should have thought this through. Anyway, Grang does it.
Yes?
Damn it, Krang, these modulators still aren't polished.
I just finished polishing them. I guess they got dirty after I turned my back. Somebody must have put something on them that I didn't see. Somebody else, sir. Somebody else, not me.
I, your superior by 5 ranks at least, am so tired of excuses.
Oh, well, I can get some new excuses if you want, sir.
Yeah. New excuses.
Oh,
let's hear one.
Here's one. I have the space flu.
That's pretty serious, Krang. Are you okay?
I don't feel so great. Oh, it's so good.
Listen, buddy. You just take the rest of the day off, Krang. I don't want a space flu infecting this cargo ship.
Commander Vorp, are you sure?
Vorp says take the day off. You don't ask Vorp twice! You don't know when Vorp's gonna change his mind!
Oh, thank you, Commander. Thank you, Commander Vorp.
You just get right to bed, buddy.
Oh.
You make yourself some dehydrated soup.
Okay.
You boil that in time juice.
So it'll be ready before I need it?
Exactly.
Commander Vorp! It's Dr. Henderson here.
You don't need to tell me.
Can you get a load of weird name, Henderson?
Dr. Henderson, that was
a weird name.
Sorry, yeah. It's a family name. I was assigned this name by my grandfather. So it's the name I have. It's the burden I bear. But
Well, Dr. Henderson, I hope it's important. I'm just about to take the rest of the day off because of space flu.
Got the space flu.
I heard. I have the monitors open. I was down in sick bay.
And you were eavesdropping?
Well, I have the monitors open to scan the ship constantly for any signs of illness.
Oh, well, I'm surprised I didn't show up sooner because I'm so sick.
Well, I have an inoculation for you.
Oh. What is in this inoculation?
Well, it's essentially what Commander Vorp has described. It is
dehydrated soup.
Dehydrated soup.
With time juice.
With time juice.
And anything else?
I think it had a little bit of some vitamin C in there as well.
Well, let's give it to him right now.
Yes.
Oh, are you sure? I'm pretty sure I'm on the tail end of this space flu.
No, probably fine. You need this. You need this to get better, right as rain. I mean, this is normally, what? Is it lethal for people who...
Absolutely. Absolutely. There's the horrible transformation that takes place where your body essentially turns inside out.
What's that?
Your body essentially turns inside out.
Oh, well, you know what? I feel way better. You know what? I might not even go home now.
Space flu is nothing to be trifled with. I've got Commander Vorp. You're backing me up on this, right?
100%. Dr. Henderson may be a strange foreigner from another solar system, but he knows his stuff. He came here, he studied, hard. Studied harder than most of us Gorflablians have to do, okay? This guy had to work twice as hard. Drove a space cab while he went to medical school, okay?
It's true. I had designations. I had the qualifications when I was back on Earth. But when I came here, they weren't recognized. So I had to actually take all of those courses again while I drove a cab.
Well, yeah, I'm not questioning your qualifications. I'm just saying I feel way better, and I probably don't need to have time juice and dehydrated soup injected into my bloodstream.
Stick that syringe in his face.
Here you go.
No!
Now, it could sting a little bit.
It already did!
Yes, it's going to make its way through your system. It goes through the dermis and the subdermis.
Oh, I can feel it.
Now, back to bed with you, Krang, until you feel right as rain. 100,000%. Like 100,000%. Can you imagine that?
That's quite a lot.
This is a very sensitive mission. We've all been briefed about what we're doing here, and you've got to be at your best. Because if you're not in shape...
I can't really polish the things I need to polish.
The modulators.
The modulators. If those things get any kind of tarnish on them or any kind of build-up, we're not going to be able to complete what it is we've been sent here to do, right, Commander?
Back to your compound. Where does he live?
Quarters?
Quarters! Back to your quarters. No hallucinations.
Okay, I'll try my best.
And absolutely no murderous rampages.
Well, I don't really foresee it coming, but... Oh, boy, I don't feel so good.
Hang on, what's that?
I think it's the alarm, sir. It looks like you're being summoned to the bridge.
Guys, I'll be at the bridge.
Okay, I'll just go to my quarters. Thanks, Commander Vorp. Thank you, Dr. Henderson.
And I'll be in sick bay preparing more of this serum just in case this space flu goes on a bit of a tear and starts spreading through the crew.
Hey, Krang.
Oh.
Yeah.
What level, buddy?
Oh, please take the hover vader to level 14.
All right, hang on.
No, I could probably operate this elevator myself. This hover vader.
No way, buddy. I heard you were sick. I heard you got the space flu.
Yeah, but I don't know why your job is to be... Like, I thought vader operators were put a... Like, in the ancient times, there were no longer a need for vader operators.
Yeah, I got a grandfather clause in my contract. As soon as I retire, I'm probably the last hover vader elevator operator. But, you know, they keep me around. And I'm collecting vacation days, sick days.
Going to lay down right now. I don't feel so good.
Level 10.
Oh, well, almost
nine
there,
buddy. Nine more levels of awkward conversation.
Oh, boy. Well, we can just look at each other if you want.
Are you sure?
Level 11.
Jesus Christ. Three more levels, bud.
Come on.
You don't look so good.
No.
You thought maybe you should get an inoculation.
Yeah, I did. They gave me an inoculation for the space flu.
Listen, I don't want to talk out of turn. I'm just a hover vader elevator operator. Are you essentially turning inside out right now?
I don't know. Parts of me feel like they're getting younger, but I also have a slight beef bouillon-y taste in my mouth from the soup that was dehydrated inside the serum.
Okay, here we are. You take care now, Krang.
Thank you.
I said you take care.
Yeah, I'm trying. What was your name again? I'm sorry I didn't get it.
Dude, just get out of my elevator, please.
Oh, yeah, okay.
I got a lot of levels to go to.
Okay.
Oh, Krang.
Oh, hey, honey.
Hey, so we're still on for tonight?
Oh, yeah. Later on. I've got to lay down right now. I got sent home for being sick.
What do you mean later on? I put in for time off this afternoon so we could, get together.
Great. But I that's a couple hours from now, so I gotta lay down.
But there's a holovid starting in about 15 minutes.
I have to lay down, honey. Can't you see I don't look very good?
You look pretty much the same from what I can tell.
Well, take a look at this kneecap, because I think it's turning inside out.
Wow. What's that doing there?
I don't know. It's gone concave instead of convex.
That's not right. You should see the doctor.
Did see the doctor. This has happened since I... Honey, I have to lay down.
All right.
Very sick.
Okay, well, I'll come and check on you in about 15 minutes.
Yeah, I'll be asleep, but okay.
Okay.
Oh, man. Let me get in my door. Oh, God. I'll just lay down here on the couch.
Oh, God. Oh, I really don't feel so good.
Why did I lie about the space flu?
Hey, Krang.
Oh, hey, Couch.
Hey, what's up, man?
Oh, not much. I just want to lay down here. I'm just going to lay down on top of you for a
minute. Just do it warm up for a while. It's cool.
Okay, thanks, guys.
Yeah, you feel great.
Oh, I really don't. I think I'm turning inside out.
No, you may not feel great to yourself, but you know what? You feel amazing to me.
Oh, thanks, Coach.
Yeah. Listen, though, why don't you, why don't you kill somebody later?
What's that?
I said, why don't you kill somebody on this ship?
Well, I don't know. I kind of made a promise to Commander Vorp that there would be no murderous rampages.
Oh, yeah? You also told Commander Vorp you had the space flu, but you didn't really have the space flu.
Oh, I really regret that lie.
And then you took a vaccine that changes the insides of your body and your chemical functions. Where if you actually had the space flu, you'd feel great right now, but instead...
Oh, so I think there was too much time juice in that serum.
You are seeing through time, seeing what may be and what may not have never was.
I'm seeing it now. I'm seeing a vision of Commander Vorp murdering Dr. Henderson.
Oh my gosh, wow, what's that about? You should get in there and stop
it. Let me see what else I can see about this vision.
Commander Vorp, what are you doing with that space wrench?
Dr. Henderson, I was just fixing your face!
Oh! My face!
Your face needs fixing, you damn immigrant!
It's happening! My living! Ah!
Tired of you Earthmen! Coming and taking our jobs! The Gliflorbians! Gliflorbians for Gliflorbia!
Oh my god, Couch. Two things about this are really freaking me out. One, I can't believe that Commander Vorp, who seemed to be pro-immigrant, clearly isn't, and murders the Doctor. And two, I don't remember you ever speaking before, Couch.
I know. Well, you know, I only speak when I need to say something.
You sure it's just not me hallucinating? I also promised Commander Vorp I wouldn't hallucinate.
I'm pretty sure you're not hallucinating. I'm pretty sure I'm a couch talking to you right now. And I'm pretty sure that Commander Vorp is a blue supremacist.
Sorry, I just needed to take a deep breath. What do you mean?
He's a blue supremacist.
Oh, Couch, you may be right. I have to put a stop to this murder that may happen in the future. I'm seeing all sorts of things.
And what's the only way to stop a murder that may happen in the future?
Report it to the police.
With murder? With murder? Report it with murder?
Oh, I never really considered that. I did make a promise, though, about no murderous rampages.
Okay, listen, I'm just saying that one murder isn't really a murderous rampage. It's just a murder, right?
You make a really good point, Couch. I should listen to my couch more often.
You should always listen to your couch. Drop some change in between my cushions every once in a while.
Sounds a little dirty, Couch.
You know what? I do things for you.
Like what?
Well, let's talk about the menu, okay? 5 cents? 5 cents between my cushions? Gets you, some pillow action? And 10 cents between my cushions? My cushions will wrap around, do a little, and vibrate.
Look, what if I have a $2 space coin?
Fort.
Oh, neat!
Cushion fort.
Sorry, Coach, I have to cut our conversation short. Someone's at the door.
Remember, I can't speak.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Hey, Krang! Krang!
Yeah, what's up?
Hey, buddy. I haven't seen you around the rec facility lately. What's been going on, man?
I've no time for laser ball, because I...
No time for laser ball?
No, I know, sorry.
This ain't the Krang I know.
No. Listen, I've been sick. I got sent home with the space flu. Maybe you don't want to catch it.
I'm immune to the space flu.
Oh, yeah?
I had the space flu when I was 5 years old.
Oh, yeah?
It was not pretty.
Oh.
I used to be right side in.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, seriously, check this out, man.
Oh, yeah, check it out. Look at you.
Lungs are sensitive, you know that?
Oh, yeah, showing off your sensitive lungs. I think you're so much better than me.
I'm not.
You're so much better than me with your lungs. You know what?
Crank.
The couch was right.
Well, the couch was
right. One murder is not a rampage.
What are you talking about?
One murder.
What?
One murder!
Wait! Stop that!
Ah!
Put down that cushion!
And I will all smother you! Stop talking. Start dying. Oh my god. What happened?
Oh, you smothered him with one of my cushions.
Oh, God, how much do I owe you for that?
That's $1.45.
Oh, no.
Mostly in nickels.
Oh, God.
I have to go to the space bank and get some change.
We're in this together now, buddy.
Oh, well, you won't be tried as an accomplice. You're a couch.
You know, we don't know that. We don't know what galactic sector we're entering.
I'm not even sure if you're even speaking right now. I think I'm still hallucinating. But I've gone into a murderous rage. Oh, the captain's being called to the bridge again.
Okay, listen, that's probably about this, so just act normal.
What?
Okay?
How could they know? The doctor has his monitors open.
Yeah, just act normal.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Captain.
Yeah?
Commander Vorp, I have some rather disturbing news to share with you.
What's that, Anderson?
I gave that space flu vaccination to Krang, and...
How's he doing? Is he feeling better?
Well, no, it depends how you define better, actually. It's a little bit of a adverse reaction.
Oh?
Yes.
Okay.
He smothered his best friend with a couch cushion.
God damn it!
Yes. It's on the list, it's in the black box warnings on the vaccination. It says right on there in the fine print, could cause smothering of best friends with cushions. I should have warned him. I should have warned you. I feel as though I put this entire mission in jeopardy by not being fully transparent.
Well, you know what? Yeah, no, listen. Don't put that on yourself, Henderson. Just because the rest of us are fully transparent does not mean you, as a newcomer to this solar system, are any worse than the rest of us, okay?
Thank you. I've been doing the treatments, you know, the reverse UV treatments to try to lighten up so that you could actually see through me, but...
No, you are opaque, and we like you opaque, all right?
That's very kind of you, sir.
Say, the girls love you because you are a little different.
For real?
They are really into you. They think an opaque guy is a lot of mystery.
Commander Vorp, here are those files you asked for.
Yeah, thank you very much, Janorn.
Oh, hello, Dr. Henderson.
Hello, Janorn. How are you?
Oh, you can see right through me. You can see how I'm doing.
Yeah, your capillaries are dilating.
But I can't see through you. You're a mystery.
Well, you know, you could probably, you know, we could get to know each other a little bit better if that's something you'd like to do.
Oh, I don't know what my father would say if I dated a human, but I'll think about it.
Well, listen,
I'll think about it a lot.
Hey, could we get back to business here?
I'm sorry, I have to... Oh, yes, what was it?
I get off in 5 cycles.
Oh, 5 cycles. Yeah. That's a little fast, mister. I like it. Bye.
Goodbye, Janor. Woo. She's a bit of all right.
Yeah.
Your personal yeoman, eh?
Yep. Yeah, I wouldn't mind.
What wouldn't you mind doing, Commander?
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Commander, you know the protocols, right?
Yeah, I know. I know the protocol. Once you think of something you want to say and start saying it, you have to finish saying it.
Absolutely.
I'm sorry. What did you talk about?
Yes.
I heard you mention your personal yeoman, and
no.
I thought you wanted to have me do something. I thought you were going to order me to do something.
You know, all I was going to say is I wouldn't mind breaking off my glorp stick in that floor's non.
Oh, forward. This is why I like Henderson, because he's not as forward as you are, Commander.
Well, I'm the Commander! I'm Commander Vorp, and I command you to be into that sort of thing.
I like it. Bye!
Well, Commander, I didn't realize that you had something for... I can totally back off.
No, you go for it.
Oh.
I command you.
Okay, all right, I have to obey that.
But for now...
Yes. I know we completely got sidetracked there. Krang is...
smothered his best friend.
Yes.
Would you say, is this murder, or is this just an accident with a cushion?
Oh, accident with a cushion. That was a good album. But it's murder, sir. It's murder. We need to put him in the brig ASAP. He thinks he's doing what he needs to do right now to save this ship, when in fact, he'll kill everyone aboard if we don't stop him.
Suggestions?
I'm flat out.
I'm going to send security down there and try to restrain him.
Whoa. Do you think that's wise? Do you think if he sees those red shirts coming at him that he's not just going to flip out and go completely insane and kill your entire security platoon?
It may not be wise, but it's bold. And that's what I'm about.
You're a bold commander. All right.
Security, to level 14.
Yes, sir.
Janorn?
Yes?
In my quarters.
I'm already there.
Henderson, you better come.
All right, sir.
Oh, God. Coach, you know they're on their way. Security's on the way.
It's okay, man. Listen, you just talk security down, okay? You just explain to them what happened, why it happened, and if that doesn't work, I'm right here. I'm a whole couch just waiting. I could take five of those faces at once, smother them all, my cushions.
You're making so much sense. It's just easy to kill all my problems. Kill my problems away.
Hey, Krang.
Hey, Krang, what's up?
What's going on, Krang?
Just be cool, man. Just tell us what happened here.
What happened was...
Oh, I need another excuse so fast.
Oh, okay, what happened was my friend came to visit, uh-huh. And he tripped and fell and went face first into the couch cushion and smothered to death.
Wow. Okay, let me... Hold on. I'm an expert in crime scene investigation, okay?
Yeah.
So just hold on. Let me look at this. Just take in the visuals, the explanation.
Why don't we just review the security tape?
No. Let him.
That's a good idea.
Yeah,
let him investigate.
Know.
Yeah.
Why don't you both investigate? Investigate these cushions.
Hold on. We didn't even get to...
What? I'd murdered again!
Oh, man, that felt good.
Now it's a rampage! One murder's just a murder, but now it's a rampage!
They're coming to you! How can you be on a rampage when they keep coming to you?
Oh, that's true. Rampages usually travel.
Yeah, you invite murder, that's all.
And now the captain's... Oh, Commander Forbes called back to the bridge again!
God damn it, Henderson!
Sorry, Commander, I was just so excited. It just happened so quickly. I'm sorry.
It's all right. Five cycles is completely normal for me.
I'm not sorry at all.
Do you see?
Yes, well, we should do this again.
Well, I just need a break.
Well, I mean, not immediately, but I mean, we should just plan to
do
this.
But I like your
again.
Enthusiasm.
Well, thank you, Janina.
Janorn, we gotta go and...
Just don't call me late for dinner.
She's a saucy one.
Bye.
Whoa. Oh, my.
All right, what was that last alarm about?
Yeah, let's have a look here in the video screen. Oh, looks like that security seat team we sent down to apprehend Krang has been dispatched in short order.
God damn it. You know, you make bold decisions and you never remember to attach the factor of human life to these situations.
It's true.
There's pawns that are at my disposal half the time.
What makes you a good commander? The ability to disengage.
But at what cost, Henderson?
Indeed, sir. At what cost?
We've got to go down and do this ourselves.
Well, this ship had a complement of five. Krang, his best friend, two security guards, Janorn, the girlfriend, myself, the doctor, and you, the commander. I've lost track, but I think that was about seven. There's seven of us aboard. Now, minus the best friend and the two security guards, at least four of us. Five of us.
He's killed almost half the people on this ship.
We can't complete our mission.
That's a murderous rampage.
It really is, sir.
Our mission was to deliver these boxes to Planet Nine.
That's right. Just get them there.
Get them there.
Get them to sign for them and return.
One guy to land the ship.
Seriously.
One guy to open the door.
Yep.
One guy to deliver the boxes.
Right.
Somebody else to hold the clipboard. Two of those guys are dead. And one of them is Krang.
Is dead.
No, one of them is Krang, he's not gonna do his job. He's busy murdering everybody.
That's right. Did I mention I have the anti-vaccination, sir?
God damn it, Henderson, no, you did not!
I'm sorry, sir, it slipped my mind. I was so infatuated with Janorna.
Somebody call me?
Oh, hello.
Hey, Janorn. You ready for round seven?
I would, but something about all the murderous rampages on the ship is really turning me off.
Well, yeah, me too. Who am I kidding?
God, you wouldn't know it, though. Take a look at him. He's super excited.
It's true.
I can't hide anything being transparent.
He's got a glorb stick. He knows how to use it.
He certainly broke it off in me.
Oh,
yeah.
My.
That hurt more than I expected.
Yeah. It's one of those boastful statements that you make that, again, following through, not recognizing the true cost of what it is you're saying.
It was a bold move. Ah,
it just hurts. I didn't ever took into account the factor of, you know, my nerves.
Sir, look. Look on the video screen, sir. Krang's heading to the bridge.
He's coming to us!
I gotta get to the bridge. I have to get to the bridge. Maybe my girlfriend will still want to go to the movies with me.
Okay, just make room. Make sure there's room for me in the hovervader.
Oh, yeah, sorry. Come on, couch.
Hey, welcome to the hovervader. What's up?
Krang, I don't know if we're gonna be able to fit this couch in here.
There's
room for me.
Well, why don't you just sit down on the couch?
Sit down in this guy. No, I did not spend my whole 45 years working in this elevator.
Well, can I ask you something? Are you even on the ship's complement of crew list?
Technically, no. I'm grandfathered in from the last, this is a elevator. Oh. It's from another actual ship got put in, and I was in that elevator.
Why don't you taste some foam? Shut up, I never learned your name. Why won't you just be a person and introduce yourself? Just be a human. Or a Florbian.
It's David.
I've killed the hovervader operator. It is for sure a rampage because I've traveled now. Another dead body that I'm taking to the bridge!
Could you hit 4 for me?
Yeah, sure. Wait, no, you're coming with me to the bridge!
Oh, okay, I wanted to.
I'm telling everyone that you told me to do this. They'll believe me. They'll believe me if I say a couch told me to do this, right?
Yeah, of course they'll believe you. All right. Just say that out loud and listen to yourself. It's obviously believable.
I'm going to the bridge. I'm gonna hit the button for the bridge and we'll just stare at each other.
Okay.
Bridge level.
Why is going up so much faster than going down?
You know, I think it's the height wall.
Just quiet. All right, door's open. Let's go. Here we are at the bridge. Hey, let me in! Let me into this bridge!
The hell is that out there?
That's Krang. That's Krang out there. He's wanting to come in. He's brought his couch with him. You know what that means, right?
He's tired? He wants to...
No.
He doesn't find the furniture in here comfortable?
No, it means he's going to kill us, sir.
What?
He's going to kill us. I've got this anti-vaccination, but we've got to distract him. We've got to come up with something. You get his attention, I'll sneak up behind him, and this has got to go into his left buttock.
You let me in there right now!
And we'll talk to him.
Okay.
You find a place to jump on him from.
Yes, and I will put this hyper syringe into his left buttock cheek. Good luck, sir. If we don't make it out of this alive... It's been a pleasure serving with you, sir.
I just wanted you to know that I love Janorn.
I'm sorry, did someone call me?
Oh, Janorn.
There you are.
Hey, Janorn.
If we all get out of this alive...
Hyperkiss?
Yeah, hyperkiss.
I'm on board.
Bye!
All right, bye, Janorn.
Bridge door's open!
Commander!
Krang, get in here. It's okay, Krang.
Let me bring my couch.
You just bring that couch. You know what you did, buddy.
The couch made me do it.
Sure it did.
It did. Tell him, couch. Why aren't you talking? This couch can talk! Commander Vorp, I'm telling you!
It's all right, boy. It's all right, Krang.
Anderson, you did this to me.
I was trying to help you. You had the space flu, or at least the early stages of it.
I was lying!
You were what?
I was making up an excuse about the unpolished modules.
Krang, you had one job, Krang.
To
polish those modules.
That was it, Krang. You made up probably the worst excuse you could possibly make, saying you had the space flu.
Easiest job on the ship, even easier than the guy who ran the hovervader.
Who's dead now?
You killed David?
He wasn't even on the crew list.
Doesn't mean you can't kill it.
He was a stowaway and he didn't matter.
Just be cool.
Just take it easy, right?
Coach.
Slow down there, Krang.
Say, fellas, who's this guy?
No.
Hey, Krang.
Yes, Coach?
Maybe we should cut Janorn a break.
Why?
I always kind of liked her.
Fine.
Bye!
There, you go.
That showed some restraint, Krang. I like that. I respect that. Listen, it's time to come back to us, all right? This thing's gonna wear off. These drugs are gonna wear off. You're gonna be an okay guy again, who's just bad at his job and full of lousy excuses, okay?
Listen, Krang.
What? Behind me?
Yes, here's your pants and here's the syringe.
No! My left buttock! Deep! Hold it! Hold it in!
Okay, I need to clench that buttock.
Hold it in!
Don't clench that buttock, Krang. You'll never hear from me again.
That might be a good thing, Couch. You've done nothing but tell me to do horrible things.
I'll always be your couch, bud.
Go, oh, your buttocks are... Oh, you've been playing a lot of laser ball. Where's my girlfriend? Where is she?
Antitoxin away.
Krang? Krang? Krang, it's Couchy. It's Couchy. Don't leave me like this. I missed you, Krang. 45 cents gets you a pillow job. $1.45 suffocates
man. Oh, the time juice inside that serum mixing with the time juice from the first serum. Oh. Back to the beginning of the day. I gotta polish these modules before they get dirty, before I lie about needing the space flu.
Bring!
Commander Vorp, as you can see, all the modules have been polished.
Oh! Good, then carry on. Janorn!
Yes?
In my quarters.
I'm on board. Bye!
Bye, Janorn. Oh, so it did happen, but now it's unhappened? Oh, what a confusing day.
Yeah, pretty weird.
Yeah, isn't it, Couch?
Krang, improvised by Illusionoid. Starring Paul Bates as Commander Vorp, David the Hovervader Operator, The Couch, and Redshirt 2. Lee Smart as Dr. Henderson, Hover Vader Voice, Girlfriend, Laser Ball Buddy, and Redshirt 1. And Nug Nargang as Krang and Janorn. Recorded at Illusionoid Laboratories in Toronto, Ontario, Canada. Illusionoid's Paul Bates and Nug Nargang will be part of the cast of Second City's Slapshot Live this July. See the stage adaptation of Maxim Magazine's number one guy movie, July 2nd through 14th in Toronto, at the Second City. Tickets available online at secondcity.com. Illusionoid is now on the Pod Almighty Podcast Network. Check out the network hub at podalmighty.com. And while you're there, listen to some other podcasts using their really cool interface. We recommend friend of the show Sean Cullen's podcast, The Sean Pod, Conspiracy Queries with Alan Park, or the Mark Forward Comedy Podcast. Check out those shows and more at podalmighty.com. We hope you've enjoyed the Illusionoid podcast. You can submit a title for a future episode. Leave us a title at illusionoid.com or on the wall of our Facebook group and give us a like while you're there. Also, follow us on Twitter at IllusionoidPod and leave us a review on iTunes as those ratings help our show climb the charts. Thank you for listening. Keep your time radios tuned in for another transmission from the future on Illusionoid.
Space travel is a reality. Space missions are a necessity. And space murder is... Oh, I need one more word. Octota. Oh, I should have thought this through. Anyways, Krang does it.
That's the...
best. That might be my favorite one. That's like my favorite one you've ever done.
That's the best.
Oh my God.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.